Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi, Aviana. I recently had a charge to my account from this business, and I'm not exactly sure what this is.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
46236.
First and last name?
Cheryl Demings.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Cheryl Demings. What kind of company is this?
I'm a third-party call center. I work for multiple different agencies. I don't see anything here matching your zip code. What's your phone number, ma'am?
317-828-5838.
I found an account match your name. Could you verify your address?
6268 Merseyside Court.
All right, thank you for that. Give me a second. I do apologize about the wait, ma'am. So it looks like there was a purchase here on the 2nd of June for a KitchenAid mixer for $7.95.
But that's not what was charged to my account.
Yes, ma'am. So the $56.95 was for a subscription to the Consumer Buyers Club. That's the company that supplies that mixer.
I don't want a subscription to that, and I didn't do that. All
right, so do you remember filling out a survey for the mixer?
I don't recall that.
Okay, so are you saying that this account is fraud?
I'm gonna have to say it's fraud. I mean it's a card that I don't even use.
Yes, ma'am. So I can get you transferred over to our fraud department. Just give me 1 second to notate your account and I'll transfer you over. Okay, so I notated your account. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over now. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Mm-mm.
All right, so please stay on the line so I can get you transferred over to our fire department. All right, well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.